The following is a Blue Sky Broadcasting sports presentation. Sandpoint High School football is on the air. Welcome to the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. An in-depth look at tonight's game with head coach Ryan Knowles. Now, down to the field with the voice of Bulldog football, Chris Chatburn.
All right, good evening, Bulldog sports fans, or more likely, good afternoon, as we come to you live from Blackfoot, Idaho, as the 4-H state playoffs are just about to commence. We've got football tonight between Blackfoot, 8-1, and the number one seed out of District 6 against your 5-3 Sandpoint Bulldogs. Yeah, the pregame wasn't without a touch of controversy, as Sandpoint, as we will talk about with Coach Knowles, traveled yesterday. They practiced at Montana and came into town into Idaho Falls, actually, where they're staying yesterday, and then came down here to check the field out. Well, they have a lot more snow down here than we have had up in our neck of the woods. In fact, as I look out across the plains here in Blackfoot, there's snow everywhere. Football field, the baseball field, all the tennis courts covered in snow, and some grass. So when the Bulldog coaches got here this morning, they were cleaning off the field with a sweeper, apparently. And there are some areas where it's pretty icy. Other than that, I was down on the field. The traction seems okay, but there's going to be some hard falls tonight as the ground down here in this neck of the woods is pretty much frozen. As they've had temperatures, I was speaking to some of the locals, below zero in the last week. So it's going to get a little chilly tonight. We're currently, as we get closer to game time, we are currently sitting in Blackfoot with a temperature right now that is under 40 degrees and should get down into the 20s before this game is out and the sun goes down. So it's going to be a good time tonight. Winner advances and plays next week. Loser season is over. Everything on the line. Glad you're along with us here on KSCC and Rock 103 for Bulldog football. We're going to take our first time out here on the Open Fresh Market pregame show. When we come back, we will talk with the head coach of Sandpoint Bulldogs, Ryan Knowles, and we'll do it after this on KSCC and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yokes Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yokes is part of your life and part of our community. Yokes Fresh Market.
The holidays aren't about what you receive. It's about the good you give. This holiday season, P1FCU is asking you to join us in spreading a whole lot of good. Please visit p1fcu.org/season or our Facebook page and nominate a family who could benefit from a special turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Want to do even more good? Of course you do. Stop by any P1FCU branch to drop off food, toy, and coat donations until December 21st. With P1FCU's Season of Giving, you can give a little. That helps a lot.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7BTV.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back here on the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show, playoff edition, as we get set for kickoff coming up in just the next little while with Blackfoot. And we're talking now with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles. Coach, I just want to put a real quick bow on what happened Friday. You knew you had an overmatched opponent. You didn't take that opponent lightly, and you took care of business.
Yeah, and that's what I told the boys ahead of time is, our operation, we need to go in there and be crisp and be us. And let's make sure we take care of the ball and run the ball and, on defense, You know, we played a bunch of man coverage, make sure that handle your one-on-ones. And, you know, the guys did exactly what we asked. You know, it was we outmatched them. But, you know, our guys did what we wanted them to do. And, you know, we did get a little bit out of it in that regard. You know, we got to play a bunch of guys and, you know, got all the JV guys in the second half. And let them get a little bit of action. We did have a nice road trip. You know, we got to be together. We stayed in hotels after the game Friday night. And, you know, sometimes the guys just get like getting out of town with the team. So, you know, we take advantage of all those opportunities. And, you know, we're not going to apologize for being better than them.
Sure.
You know, like I've been on the other side of that stick sure. a few times. Yep. And, you know, our guys did what we asked. You know, we didn't make it close. And, you know, that's what we talked about all week. So
maybe the most important thing is it's really just a dress rehearsal for what's coming up this week, except for your itinerary is a little different. You're not leaving. You didn't leave this morning. You left Thursday, correct?
Yeah, last week we left the morning of the game. And the reason why is we were taking yellow buses, so I didn't want to put them on a yellow bus after the game and drive home.
Sure.
We're taking charters this week, so it's a little bit easier to put them on a charter after a game, and it's actually nice because you can just sleep on those things and over the night, and you wake up and you're home in the morning. So that was the big reason for not traveling the day before. But yeah, this week we'll travel Thursday. We're going to practice at the University of Montana at noon on Thursday. It's always fun.
That's
a beautiful stadium over there. And, it'll be nice. Brandon's committed to them. So, you know, that's a nice little perk for him. And,
sure.
Yeah, I talked to the Montana coaches, and yeah, they're excited to have us. You know, good relationship with them. So, you know, that'll be fun. But then we'll have some lunch and head on down to Idaho Falls. And, you know, we're taking the itinerary from last year and just tweaking it a little bit because we went down to Hillcrest last year. But, you know, as all the kind of – As you look at the two schedule and they're similar, you also look at the opponent, you know, and where we are compared to our team last year at this time, and you know Blackfoot compared to Hillcrest, and you know I am excited about the differences between now and 365 days ago. You know, there's an expectation of us going down there to win. You know, there's an expectation that you know Blackfoot's a good team, but you know it's about us. You know, and what we can do. I didn't feel like it was like that last year. Last year was kind of go down there and take your medicine and, you know, this and that. But, you know, been challenging the boys all along. Like, I think we're more than capable. And, you know, it's our time. So,
well, let's talk about the game then. When you look at what Blackfoot is doing on offense, and I understand they're down one of their key players, what is it that Blackfoot likes to do? And, you know, what are the things that you're going to have to stop to be successful?
Well, and when you look at Blackfoot, they played 9 games this year, 7 with a star running back who really did a nice job. I mean, he opening game of the year, he ran all over Lakeland, and he broke his wrist 2 weeks ago. And when you look at the articles in the paper and kind of do your homework on it, you can realize that he was a leader as well. He's one of the guys they hung their hat on. So they've changed. They've changed in the last 2 weeks, and they played Idaho Falls and Shelley in the last 2 weeks. And watching those games, they have 5 or 6 wide receivers that they divvy the ball around to, and you know the quarterback's a legitimate player. I mean, he's a big kid, strong arm. You know, throws the ball really well. So you know, we're gonna have to make sure that we are on point with our coverages. They've kind of transitioned. They still run the ball. But, you know, like say when you lose your best player,
sure, yeah.
The next guy won't be as good as him. I mean, he was one of the better guys probably in the state. So,
yeah,
you know, it just changes their mentality. So we've been kind of gearing towards that.
Much better.
Defensively, offensively, I mean, they're stout on defense. They, you know, they stuff the box and say, here we are, you know. And, you know, they got some really good-looking kids. They got a big senior class. You know, they've won 8 games this year. Their only game they lost was out of state to a strong Utah team. So, you know, they have the confidence factor rolling, and it's a home game for them. They're
sure.
They're ranked third in the state in the media polls. So, you know, they have all those things going for them. You know, again, I want to make it about us. I want to make it about us and what we've done and, you know, where we've been this year and the gains we've made. So
So, okay, let's talk about you. And, you know, before we step aside and have the playoff game, the lower levels, their seasons are now over. They're complete. How did that go? Tell us first about a little bit about freshmen and then your JV squad.
Yeah, I thought we made great strides in both this year. Our freshmen ended up 2-4-1. And it doesn't seem that great, but gosh, they had 2 1-point losses. One of the things about the lower levels and playing, all these 5A schools that we play around mm-hmm. here, so do they,
Sure.
They lost to Lewiston by a point. They lost to Lake City by a point. I mean, this is a very competitive group. And, they lost to – actually, they lost to Post Falls by 2 points first game of the year. So, you know, when you look at their record, it's not indicative of who they are. It's a well-rounded group. I expect a lot of those guys to be getting an eye next year when it comes time to figure out who the varsity players are.
Okay.
There's always sophomores stepping up. Well, this class definitely has a few that we're going to be taking a look at. Got a lot of linemen in the group.
Okay.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm. We're a little bit thin at the lines after this year. So, that's something that's very positive. And they're hard workers too. I actually just left class and had them all second period, and they're getting stronger already and getting personal records, daily right now. And they're eager. We're still practicing after school, obviously. So, when I got to practice, a lot of them are in the weight room already, just lifting, just getting a little extra work in. So,
that's good.
I'm pretty excited about them. The JV squad had kind of a roller coaster year. They were doing really well, and then had some off the field issues that costed some guys some playing time. Mm. And hate to talk about that, but
sure.
But it really affected the outcome of a couple games in the middle of the season. And then they come back and finish strong. They did a really nice defensively. The JV was super stout. I mean, they were scoring points and taking care of business. So it was good. They finished the season with a nice win down at Lakeland, and which is great because 2 years ago they lost by a bunch. Mm. They were freshmen. They lost by about 40 points to Lakeland.
Wow, okay.
Ended up beating them last year. So the freshmen beat Lakeland too, by the way. So we had a nice sweep, conference sweep there, which was great. So very excited about those two groups. And, again, I got them in the weight room, every day. So I get to see them and know them and build relationships with them, and the future is bright.
All right. Well, we look forward to that, and we'll hopefully get a chance to talk to you after the game.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And we'll be back to wrap up the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Football season is in full swing, and the Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Whether it's beer, snacks, or growlers to take home, or maybe you just want to grab a burger after a Bulldog game, the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint is your game day headquarters.
Here at KSPT and Rock 103, our awesome is Sandpoint. Washington Trust Bank wants to help you get your awesome, whether it's a new boat or a new business. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
Whether you want to take a break in the middle of your day or wind down from your day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Plus, they have a banquet room for group meetings. For lunch, dinner, or just to meet up with friends after work, it's always Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in downtown Sandpoint.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
And we're back here in Blackfoot as we get set for kickoff. We're about 4.5 minutes left before the start of this one here on KSBT on Rock 103. Glad you're along with us tonight. Chris Chaffern hanging out here as we are getting ready for the start. We want to thank Yokes For sponsoring the pregame show, Yokes, your friends at Yokes Fresh Market, located in Monterey in the Bonner Mall. Yokes, part of your life, part of the community, and I want to thank all of our sponsors helping bring you Bulldog football here in the 2019 season, as, of course, sometime later this evening, one of these two teams' season is going to come to an end. Right now, the Bulldogs are just sort of standing around on the sideline waiting to see how it all unfolds. Coach Knowles is walking over to the officials, as this is about the time normally, with 4 minutes left, you would have had the introductions of the starting lineups, and you'd be having the anthem. The Blackfoots football team is not even in the stadium anymore. They're off in the, what you would describe as probably a baseball diamond. Looks like waiting to be introduced and run through the giant green Bronco head that sits to the left of me at the north end zone. This is a north and south facing field here in Blackfoot. And it's very brown. Let's just put it that way. There's no green grass in these parts anymore. So we're just about getting set for the start of this one as we get the final figured out and get the anthem going. And then the starting lineups, one would imagine. Pretty good contingent across the way for Sandpoint. Looks like we got about 50 people or so in the stands here to witness the glory that is of Bulldog football tonight and this 4A state playoff. And seems to be a lot of thought around the program that last week, it was last year they were, you know, really happy to be here and looked at Hillcrest as a team that was a pretty staunch opponent, going to be a tough road. Of course, that seemed to play out that way, but I sense some quiet confidence from the Bulldog coaches in tonight's contest, that this is a game that if the Bulldogs show up and play well, that they should have an opportunity to pull out a victory before it's all said and done. Again, not sure what in the world we are exactly waiting for at this point, as we are now just a couple minutes in front of the top of the hour. I don't know, maybe it's TV. There is TV here, so possible we're back on the TV wait around, although it's not official TV. It's internet TV. So I'm not sure, as nobody seems to be too interested in getting the game off and rolling, actually. They're just letting the last of the crowd file in. And I would say that not a giant home crowd at this point, you know, but fans are filling up. It is a little early. It's only going to be a 6 o'clock start here local time on a weeknight. So, you know, probably going to be a late arriving crowd with work to be done and wrapped up and then get something to eat probably and head over to the stadium for the game tonight. Not sure what else is going on in Blackfoot. So we, again, are awaiting, I believe, the national anthem. So now the public address announcer is giving out the I want to remind you, we've got Vandal football tomorrow afternoon on KSBT as the Vandals will get back to it after their bye week against Cal Poly. That'll be pregame at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KSBT.
Trust Bets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that...
And then... Now we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with kickoff after this two-minute timeout here on KSBT and Rock 103.
We at Shiloh Inns are proud to be celebrating more than 44 years of providing you, our loyal customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Our customers love our many free amenities, like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast, or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as our spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And at Shiloh Inns, even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. If you ask your best friend where they want to stay, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Whether you want to take a break in the middle of your day or wind down from your day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Plus, they have a banquet room for group meetings. For lunch, dinner, or just a meet up with friends after work, it's always Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in downtown Sandpoint.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
All right, we are back here on KSBT and Rock 103 as we get set for kickoff here in just the next few moments as we are closing in. We're finally going to have the toss of the coin, the starting lineups and all that good stuff, and then it's going to be football for Blackfoot and Sandpoint. Blackfoot huddled under the giant inflatable Bronco head that is off the at the north end of the field here at the stadium. Bulldogs still after their warm-ups have been literally standing around for about 12 minutes waiting for the start of this contest. You are listening to Bulldog Football on KSBT in Sandpoint, 1400 KSBT, and then on Rock 103, KTPO HD. And Cooney, available to you on Rock 103, 103.3, 102.9, 106.7 HD2. And to some real listeners, Larry, hope you're out there still on our Rock 103 streaming app as we get set, ready to go for football. The captains are now coming to the center of the field, getting set for the toss of the coin. Blackfoot, black helmet with numbers on one side and a Bronco on the other side in their green uniforms with white numbers. Of course, the Bulldogs in the traveling unis of white with red numerals and their sweet red Bulldog helmets with the paw on the side with the Bulldog on there. So we are just about set as the officials giving the final instructions to the squads here. And then just about ready to go with the toss of the coin. Of course, the winner advances and will host next week. So if the Bulldogs do come up with a victory tonight, they will play next weekend back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, with a chance to advance then to the semifinals. That would be the following week somewhere in the Boise area. So the coin has been tossed. Oh, now there's another one as the coin must have landed sideways on the field, in the grass. So now we've got, it looks like the Blackfoot Broncos have won the toss and they will defer their choice. So the Bulldogs will get the football here to start this game. They will be going from left to right across your radio dial. They will be headed to the southern end of the stadium here, and we are super close. Getting the football going. Glad you're along with me here. And should be a good game tonight. Looking forward to it. And the culmination of an entire season of work for these two teams as the 8-1 Black Broncos. I think I heard they were third ranked in the state going up against the Sandpoint Bulldogs, who play in a very difficult schedule minus the two smaller Washington schools. Came out of it 5-3 on the season, with their only losses to post-balls to Mount Spokane. And, of course, the tough loss to Moscow. Moscow playing Middleton tonight in Moscow. And Chad Redinger broke his collarbone against Lakeland last week, so he is not going to be part of that affair, which will severely hamper what Moscow is able to do in their game against Middleton. We've got Christian Niemela and Elijah Larson back deep to receive, and we are ready to go, kicking it away, will be the Blackfoot Broncos. And, of course, immediately a number of a guy, you ever see, the kick comes, is going to go down to Larson. He picks it up at the 15. He steps up into the middle, and he's going to be knocked down shy of the 20. So the Bulldogs will start it. They'll mark him at about the 16 as the place where the Bulldogs will get it. So inside the 20, Bulldogs will start first and 10 with the offense coming onto the field. So about a two-yard return on that one. Very well done on the kick that came to the sideline. Larson was, I believe, trying to wait to see if it would go out of bounds. It did not go out of bounds, and he got pinned to the sideline. So not much for the return. Kappen in the game to start at tailback behind number 12, Jackson Pettit. Bulldogs four wide as the sun shines through for the final gasps of this second day. Hand off to Kappen on the middle. Kappen, nice little gain up across the 20. So about 4 yards on first down to Braden Kappen. Pettit took the low snap, picked it up nicely, and got it right to Kappen. So Bulldogs immediately back to the line. They'll give him 3. It'll be second down and 7. They set the hash marks in. There's literally no painting on the field. So how yardage situation is going to be an issue tonight because there's no paint on the field. They were trying to paint the hashes, and they did paint the sidelines. There's another hand off to Kappen. He tries to get to the outside, and he's stuffed out in the backfield. That's going to be a loss back to the original line of scrimmage. So Bulldogs trying to run on first down, lose 2 on second down. It's going to be third down and 9 for Sandpoint. 4 wides for the Bulldogs. 1 back and back to pass Pettit. Looking, throwing. Throws the screen pass to Kappen. Kappen trying to get to the first down marker. He's not going to get there. Trying to get to the outside. So the Bulldogs get about 7 on third down and 8. And they will have to punt it and go 3 and out on their first possession. Back deep to receive Reese Robinson. He is a senior running back, and he's standing at about his 35 as Dylan Peterson sets to kick it away. Snap is good. Kick is a high short kick that's going to hit and take a Bulldog bounce across the 40 and down to about the 38. So great punt for the Bulldogs. And Blackfoot now on offense will take over at about the 38-yard line. And that's a pretty good kick there. And I believe the Blackfoot coaches are basically saying, you got to catch that. Call a fair catch and come up and get it because it'll cost Blackfoot at least 10, probably 15 yards from where the ball hit to where it ended up. So Sandpoint's defense is ready to go. And here comes the offense led by the quarterback, number 7, Craig Young, 200-pound, 6'2 quarterback. He is a senior, and he starts with Braden Wright behind him. 3 wides, 1 lead back in there. That's Dragan Robinson, and the fake handoff right on first down and back to pass. Going deep on first down, and it is going to be tipped and almost picked off. Good defense by Jake Ryan as Ryan tipped the ball nicely with one hand, and his hand was being held by the receiver. The locals want defensive pass interference, but it was the offensive player who had the hand on Ryan, and that kept him from intercepting it because he could only put one hand up. But awesome defense there by Ryan as he closed the gap on the long pass. So it'll be second down and 10 now for the Broncos. Wow, deep shot on the first play, and the Bulldogs secondary stands up. Once again, 3 wide. 1 back right beside the quarterback. Back to pass, looking, throwing. It is going to be caught as the Bulldogs go for the pick, and it doesn't come up with it. And it's going to be a first down to the receiver, number 8, Reese Robinson. Robinson all the way down to the Bulldog 44-yard line. Would have been first down yardage even if the tackle was made right there. So Craig Young hits Reese Robinson for a big play, and Blackfoot comes out throwing here early. Nice out route there, run. And the Bulldogs not able to come up with a defensive stop. So first down, first run here up the middle. Pretty good hole. A spin and down to the 35. That's going to be close to first down yardage for number 25, the running back of Bowen Robinson. Looks like they're going to be just a touch short, possibly. Oh, we're going to have a measurement. So down here in the southern part of the state, they don't subscribe to that. Oh, we just put on the nearest yard line and say, go for it. We're going to have our first measurement, and we're just a little over 3 minutes into this one. No score so far. And this scoring update here on Bulldogs football brought to you by the Dairy Depot. On the Dover Highway at Sandpoint with everything you need for the big game. Beer, pop, burgers, snacks, growlers to go, and more. Stock up for football at the Dairy Depot. So the chain gang trying to cross the field all the way from the far side to the near side. And again, by my look, it was going to be probably just a touch short. And it is. It really, I don't know what they even measured for. It's a good 2 feet, almost a yard short, but it'll be second down and short from that point. And the ball already inside the Bulldog 35-yard line after three plays. So they place it on the hash near side, and the chain gang will head back to the opposite side of the field, and we'll have a second and short for Blackfoot. Single wide receivers left and right, tight formation for Blackfoot with their running back right beside Young, number 25, Bowen Robinson. Young calling out the signals, drops back on second and short. He's going deep again. It's going to be incomplete, just too strong for the intended receiver on the play. Braden Wright guarded by Elijah Robinson. But he had a step on Elijah Larson. So it's going to be third down now and short. And now we'll probably get the run as they power up the backfield here. Bring in the big blocking back, Dragan Robinson, fullback, 5'10", 2'10". And the handoff comes to the far side, and it's going to be stuffed out, but enough forward progress for the first down. We've got an injured Bulldog on the field, rolling around. Not sure who it is. I don't know. That's going to be, looks like Lehman, who is on his back as they are looking at his leg. Not sure if it's knee, might be ankle. So Tyler Lehman, one of the key contributors for the Bulldogs, down here after the first down run of about 3 yards with forward progress. And Tyler's a tough kid. And it looked really, seems like ankle, because he is in some pretty severe discomfort as the trainer for Blackfoot is touching his ankle. And crowd goes silent. Everyone on their knees. First down will be at the 29-yard line for the Bulldogs. Defensively, as Lehman is now going to be up and helped off the field and up under his well, sort of own power. He's going to hop off with an assist from Coach Knowles to the far side. So it's going to be a first down now for Blackfoot. Sun is now gone from the field and will be gone from the entire region here pretty soon, as you can still see the last gasp of low sunlight on the hills to the east. So first down and 10 now for Blackfoot to the first down yardage at the 29. Craig Young, 1 for 3 so far, back to pass looking, going deep again. He's got a man wide open, and it is incomplete, knocked away at the last second on a good job of closing late by Garrett Cox from his safety position. It's going to be second down and 10, and wow, Blackfoot has taken 3 deep shots already. And that one was, if that pass was thrown a touch sooner, probably would have been a touchdown, because the receiver had this sort of weight at the end of the back of the end zone for the ball to get to him. And by that time, Cox had closed the ground and was able to bat the ball away. So second and 10, 29-yard line of standpoint, Blackfoot, 4A state playoffs, game one, winner hosts next week. Bulldogs are hoping that they get one more chance to ring the victory bell possibly this year. Back to pass. They throw the screen. It's wide open. Caught at the 25-yard line to the 20. Out of bounds at about the 18. That should be very close to a first down. Beautifully done that time by Blackfoot as they set up the screen from the quarterback Robinson to Young, to Reese Robinson. Robinson's going to be out of bounds. They're going to have to call that. What are they going to call? Second down? So it's going to be just shy of the first down. Or are they going to measure it? Oh, no. Yep, they're going to say just short. So they're going to call a third and a foot. The first time they measured, it was nearly a yard. Now it's third and a foot. And they're like, eyeballed it up. So I guess the lights of the stadium made it easier for the ref to see. Here we go. On third and short, another deep shot into the corner of the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Isaiah Thomas catches it on the far side on the fade from the quarterback, Craig Young, and it is 6-2-0 in favor of Blackfoot. And they really have come out throwing the football and throwing it deep. So extra points have forthcoming from Dominique Sanchez, junior kicker. Snap is about ready to come. It is down. Hold is good. Kick is up. It is no good. It's 6-0 in favor of Blackfoot. 9:01 left, first quarter. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Trust Vets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that drives business to veterans in our community. This is accomplished through relationships, web directories, social media, and our Friend of Veterans program. Our website makes it easy for you to identify local veteran-owned businesses for your shopping and service needs.
Blue Sky Broadcasting asks your support for North Idaho Trust Vets members like Reed Barr from Route 66 Auto Body and Tom Puckett of Realm Realty. Blue Sky Broadcasting is proud to be a partner of Trust Vets. To find out more, go to their website at trustvets.com. That's trustvets.com.
If you're a veteran or know veterans in this community, please tell them about us. Trust Vets. They've earned it. For more information, contact Rich at filetto.rich@trustvets.com and visit our website at www.trustvets.com. Thank you.
And welcome back to Blackfoot here on KSBT, 1400 AM and Rock 103 on your FM dial. Or if you're listening on the internet on our Rock 103 streaming app, it's Bulldog football. And Blackfoot jumps out on top on their first possession. Now here comes the kick, and it's going to be taken by Christian Niemela deep at about the 5-yard line, looking for a seam, and he's going to be hammered again at about the 22. And Christian knocked down there. So Blackfoot, again, causing the Bulldogs to have to start their drive deep in their own end. This one about the 22. Last time, Bulldogs had two runs and a completed pass, but were not able to garner the requisite 10 yards that they needed. Blackfoot pretty stout on the first possession. Let's see what the Bulldogs do here on this one. They've run the screen to Christian Niemela early in the last three games. Last two was the first play of the game. Now they hand it off. They fake it, and here comes the screen to Niemela, who drops the ball. Incomplete. He had a seam, but he turned to run before he caught it, and it's going to be second and 10. So no completion there for Jackson Pettit, and that sets up a second and 10. As we've got a player from Blackfoot limping off, and that's their one of their big linemen, number 96. When I say big, I mean big. Like 6'3", 275 big. So here we go. There's a hand off to Kappen. Kappen trying to get to the outside. He stuffed immediately. But he turns to go the other way, and he breaks the tackle. Now he's going to be dragged and slung out of bounds. A lot of action for a 4-yard gain. Kappen is one of the fastest guys on the Bulldogs. Of course, outside tees on this sort of field, maybe not the the best thing to have. Here we go. But he gains five, so a manageable third and five for the Bulldogs. Let's see if they can pick up their first down of the game. Another hand off to Kaplan. Kaplan trying to get to the first down. He's not going to get there. They just run off left tackle, and it's going to be fourth down, and the Bulldogs are going to probably be forced to punt. So Kaplan gets this fourth and two. So the Bulldogs, second possession. Interesting play call there on third and five, trying to cross them up, I guess, and run it. But nothing doing as the linebackers right now for Blackfoot are really getting to their spot and not allowing the Bulldogs to get much outside yardage through the running game. So back to pass, kick it again is Dylan Peterson. Peterson drops it, and he's going to go. Peterson drops the snap, and he has a fall on it right down inside the 20 at the 19. Nightmare scenario for the Bulldogs here in Blackfoot. That was nothing wrong with that punt with the snap back. He just dropped it. It hit him in the midsection. He dropped it up. By the time he tried to pick it up, it was Broncos around him. And the Bulldogs now in dire straits early with the Broncos taking over first and 10 at the 19-yard line. See if the defense can stand up inside the 20 as they've done so many times this year. Craig Young back on the field with the offense. This time standing right next to him, it's Dragan Robinson. Young barking it out, hands it off up the middle. Not much doing. Might gain a yard, maybe two. And Keith Jensen is there in the middle of the pile to say, not my time. So it'll be a second down and nine after the gain of one. And we've got a 6-0 lead for Blackfoot with 7:30 left first quarter. This scoring update brought to you by Avanos Restaurante, Bulldog owned and operated for 30 years, a proud supporter of Bulldog sports. The quarterback runs all the way, Craig Young, to the sideline, gets the play. Another guy chunked in with him, so second down and nine. Bulldogs on defense, getting ready. Young hands it off again up the middle. This time there's a hole and a broken tackle. Still on his feet, driving towards the end zone. Still on his feet and taken all the way into the end zone. That time our Bulldog tacklers as Dragan Robinson rumbles in from 17 yards. And just like that, it's 12-0. Extra point coming. Home crowd pretty fired up right now after that one. Bulldogs going to see Blackfoot going for two here to make up for the point that they lost on the first extra point attempt. So see if the Bulldogs can stuff this out. They throw the slant. It is dropped. So no extra point, 12-0 in favor of Blackfoot, 6:54 left in this first quarter. We've got more Bulldog football after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
This week at the Co-op, we are all about getting ready for the holidays. Patty just brought in a new line of aprons by KD Delights. Along with the aprons, we have potholders, oven mitts, and a dish towel assortment. All of these items are suitable for your own use or for gift-giving this holiday season. In our housewares department, you'll find a wide assortment of new baking flavors from Watkins, like bubblegum, maple bacon, and butter vanilla. And we also now carry baking sprinkles and sugar toppings for those special cookies you have in mind. If you haven't seen our Corinthian Bells Windchime selection recently, now is the time to stop by the Co-op and take a look. These beautiful wind chimes have deep and relaxing tones designed to blend with nature and help you unwind. Starting at only $48.99, these chimes are also suitable for gift giving. For all things farm, home, hardware, and unique gift giving, it's the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
All right, we're back, and the Bulldogs already receiving their third kick. This one going to be taken at about the 8-yard line, dropped and picked up by Christian. Christian heads off to the far side, steps across the middle, still on his feet, and he's going to roll out to about the 26. 7-yard line, maybe the 28th, depending on where they mark his final progress. So the Bulldog offense back on the field for a third time, and they need to get something rolling here right now because this one could possibly get away from them after one series, and then Black was just taking it right down their throats in a second series, which, you know, you give the team the ball on the 18-yard line, you're going to have a tough time getting them stopped. So here we go, first and 10 Bulldogs. Looks like Garrett Cox is in at tailback for this possession. And back to pass, Bulldogs throw it. It's caught by Christian Diemela. He's thrown out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 12 and a Bulldog first down. So sharp pass there from Jackson Pettit and a nice catch by Christian Diemela. The Bulldog senior combination there with the pass and the catch. So Bulldogs with their first down of the night. Back to pass again. Pettit looking, going deep. He's got a man wide open. It's Kobe Banks. Banks has got it down at the 20-yard line. Big play by the Bulldogs. About a 40-yard pass play, maybe 41, and a beautiful play that time from Jackson Pettit. What a strike to Kobe Banks, who hauled it in, was tackled immediately. So the Bulldogs have their best possession going, already down to Blackfoot's 20. Back to pass, once again, looking, throwing across the middle. It's caught. Nice catch by Max Steelbar inside the 10 to the 9. That's another Bulldog first down, and Steelbar had to go high using his height nicely, and he pulls it in, and the Bulldogs have a first and goal. So, Sandpoint looking to get on the board, down 12-0 here in this first quarter, putting together a pretty smart drive here, see if they can cash it in for a touchdown. Little switch on the line there, hand off to Cox, Cox up the middle, Cox gets stuffed, and then he's driven back as the hole is closed. We'll see. It looks like he maybe got two down to about the 6. So it'll be second and goal from the 6. And so far, the Bulldogs have not had any room to run. They've tried to run up the middle. It's been filled when they tried to get to the outside. They've been chased down. So passing has been the way that the Bulldogs have moved the football on this drive. And it's second and goal. Back to pass. Pettit rolling to the near side. Looking, throwing. He's got a man, but he's undershoots him in the end zone. Kobe Banks wants some pass interference, but it's not going to be there. The pass really wasn't catchable, so it'll be third and goal for the Bulldogs at the 6-yard line. So Banks, Steelbar, and for the Bulldogs, Isaiah Larson near side, Christian Niemela far side, the 4 wide for the Bulldogs with Garrett Cox in the backfield behind Jackson Pettit. 5:20 left, back to pass. And we've got offside motion. One of the Bulldogs was heading into the end zone a little too soon. So instead of third and goal from the 6, it'll now be third and goal from the 11-yard line as they'll mark off 5. And that does give the Bulldogs a little bit more room, but also makes it tougher if you don't get that next one. So they look over to the sidelines to Coach Steelbar for the signals. 4 wide, same formation as last time. Back to pass Pettit. Looking, throwing. It is dropped at the goal line. As Larson couldn't come up with it, it's going to be 4th and goal now. Let's see what the Bulldogs do. I think they're going to go try and put a 3 on the board. Yep, the fans let you know that they're settling for 3 or an attempted field goal. And they tried to run the slant that time to Isaiah Larson. And even if he had caught it, he would not have been in the end zone. And he was hammered hard as he tried to catch it, but it would have been an interesting decision on the 1-yard line for a 4th down play. So here we go. Dylan Peterson in to put the Bulldogs on the board. There's a high snap. A great hold by Max Steelbar. The extra kick is no good, off to the right. So the Bulldogs' best drive comes for naught as the high kick went just wide right, and it is still 12-0 in favor of Blackfoot with 5:09 left here in the first quarter. Glad you're along with us on KSPT and Rock 103. This going up today brought to you by Burger Express, 100% hot and fresh. Deluxe any sandwich for free. Family-owned and operated. Go Bulldogs. So from the 20-yard line now, Blackfoot sets up and will run their offense. Their senior quarterback, Craig Young, out once again. Bulldogs need to keep that defense ball up and get a stop here. Last time they just rammed it down the Bulldogs' throats with the run of Dragan Robinson. This time they get it to Robinson again, and he's tackled by Brandon Casey after a short gain. Might get three, so second down and seven coming up. Casey coming from his left end position there to tackle the running back. 4:45 and the clock running as, once again, the quarterback, Craig Young, walks all the way over to get the sideline call from his coaching staff and then wanders right back into the center of the field. It's near side hash so far, and with three wides and one back, Young calling out the signals. They put a man in motion out to the far side, and they're going to run the option as there's a fumble, falls loose. But it looks like it was picked up by, must have bounced right back to Young, because it definitely popped out. It's going to be a third down now after the gain of about four. So third down now and one. So a big third down for the Bulldogs. They could definitely use a stop here, a three and out. But it's third down and a short one. Young that time just took it off the right side, ran the option, decided to keep it, and he got about five and then fumbled it and fell on it for the extra. So third and one, Young hands it off, near side, big hole. First down, out across the 35 to the 36. Dragan Robinson once again needed one, got about five. So it'll be a first down for Blackfoot. So far, Bulldogs, three possessions, two three and outs, and one missed field goal. And Blackfoot has been able to cash in with their two possessions. Bulldogs need the defense to step up right now and get some stops so they can get the ball back in the hands of the offense. Young, again running the option, kicks it to the outside with a man in front of them. It's another nice run across the 45, out to midfield and into Bulldog territory. That's a gain of about 14. Option play that time to Reese Robinson, and Isaiah Larson had to make the stop, but it was not till it was more big yardage for Blackfoot. And so far, the Bulldogs haven't shown the ability to stop the Blackfoot offensive possession. Young. Now up under center, two backs in the backfield. The deep back is number 25, Bowen Robinson. The handoff comes to him. It's a stutter step, and he gets stuffed at the line. In fact, he's going to lose a yard. So second down and 11. They go try to run it right up the middle, and Jensen and Casey right there to snuff it out. So second down now coming up and 11. Young with Reese Robinson back into the ball game, and checking out after the last play will be number 25, the running back, Bowen Robinson. Lots of Robinsons around here. So second down, long, man in motion to the far side. Young back throws a screen pass to the side. It's a pretty good little play that's going to be knocked out of bounds, but not before. It's down to the Bulldogs' 42-yard line. So third down now and about four coming up. They'll be at the 43, need to get to the Bulldogs' 39 after the gain of six, or actually seven. So third down and short. Bulldogs really need to get a stop here. But right now, for Blackfoot, they've had all the answers. With their offensive execution and the variety that they've put into their offense so far tonight. Third down. Back to pass Young. time to throw. He throws it out. It's going to be caught, a missed tackle, and that's going to go all the way down inside the 10. And a touchdown. Yes. They just threw it out. The Bulldogs not there, and that turns into a long touchdown from the 43-yard line from the quarterback to his receiver, number 13, Cameron Laws. And that makes it 18-0 in favor of Blackfoot with 1:39 left here. So extra point attempt coming up. Dominique Sanchez back into the ball game. So what a turnaround for the Bulldogs. Got a first and goal just right down the field. Extra point up and good. And they couldn't punch it in. Couldn't get the field goal. And they have not looked like they are able to stop Blackfoot so far in this game tonight. 19-0 Blackfoot. We'll keep it here with 1:39 left in the first quarter of play. This scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They ran everything under the sun. Bulldogs need to get turned around and fired up here because right now, defensively, the Blackfoot Broncos are moving through them like a hot knife through butter as they have shown the ability to run. They've shown the ability to throw. They've thrown it deep a few times, not really been able to connect. But that time, they just threw a simple out. And the defensive back on the far side of the Bulldogs tried to get in front of it, and when he did not make the play, there was nothing but one Bulldog to beat down about the 5-yard line, and Christian Niemelec couldn't keep the receiver Dawes out of the end zone, and Bulldogs find themselves down 3 scores already, 19-0. Of course, the Bulldogs showing the propensity to move the ball on the last drive. Let's see what they can do here. Ball comes to the MLS at the 5. Christian looking for some blocking to the outside. He's going to be stuffed out and taken down shy of the 25 at about the 22-yard line. So 1:31 left. Bulldog offense coming back out to the field. And the locals here, they know how to do it. They got heaters. There's a lot of propane eating going on out there in the stands as the temperatures drop, as the sun it goes down and disappears, and night prevails here in Blackfoot. Should be into the 20s before this game is out. And Pettit back to pass on first down looking. Going deep, trying to get it to Christian Niemelec just over his outstretched arms at the 40-yard line. Pretty good pass there by Jackson Pettit, but it was just slightly overthrown, and it's going to set up a second and 10 for the Bulldogs at the 21. Bulldogs waiting for the signal to come in. Back to the line of scrimmage. Banks, Larson, Max Steelbar near side in the slot. Christian Niemelec on the far side on second and 10. Fake handoff. They throw it out to Niemelec, who makes the catch. Good for about 5. It's going to be second down, or make it third down now. It's third down now, and let's see where they give him. Yep, they'll give him the 5. So third and 5 coming for the Bulldogs, who already down 19-0, might already be in 4-down territory, even in their own end of the field. So here comes the signal, Bulldogs. They move Garrett Cox down next to Jackson Pettit, and they fake the handoff, and they keep it in the hands of Jackson Pettit, who runs it into the line and gets snuffed out after a 1-yard gain. So Bulldogs, again, run it on 3rd and 5 and can't get the requisite yardage and are going to have to punt it away. Already bit down big. So Bulldogs will punt it, and once again, it's going to be pretty good field position for Blackfoot. There's another bad snap this time. It's kicked away. Blake Sherrill with the kick, and what a punt it was. And then no fair catch made, but tackled immediately. What a great punt by Sherrill, who's in there after Peterson dropped the last one all the way back to the 36-yard yard line of Blackfoot with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. And the Broncos rolling early, up 19-0 over the Bulldogs, who've only had one possession where they were able to gain a first down. And in that one, they just zipped down the field and got it inside the 10 and then stalled out. And one thing Blackfoot has shown right now is that the Bulldogs are really not able to run the football. Their biggest gain so far has been about 3 or 4 yards through the ground. And most of their runs have been of the 0, 1, or 2 yard variety, whereas Blackfoot has shown the ability to pass, to run, do whatever they want so far. There's another handoff up the middle and a big hole back into the secondary. A first down run to midfield, this time for Dragan Robinson. So gain of 14 and a first down. Robinson just stepped off of his left side guard and tackle, got the first down. And that's one quarter in the books with Blackfoot up 19-0. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yoke's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yoke's is part of your life and part of our community. Yoke's Fresh Market.
Football season is in full swing, and the Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Whether it's beer, snacks, or growlers to take home, or maybe you just want to grab a burger after a Bulldog game, the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint is your game day headquarters.
Here at KSPT and Rock 103, our awesome is Sandpoint. Washington Trust Bank wants to help you get your awesome, whether it's a new boat or a new business. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
We're back on KSBT and Rock 103 as the first down play is a run to the near side for number 2, Isaiah Thomas, as we're just underway, second quarter, Bulldog football, early edition. We close in on 6 o'clock in Sandpoint, 7 o'clock here in the southeastern part of the state. It's going to be second down now and about 7. After the gain of 3, Bulldog defense yet to stop Blackfoot. There's a delayed handoff and another run. Going to be close to first down yardage and a terrible spot for Blackfoot. Going to bring up a 3rd and 3. They handed it off that time up the middle. Number 36, Dragan Robinson.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in San.
So here we go now, up to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down, short 3 for Blackfoot, already back in the Bulldog side of the field, and they hand it off, looking to get to the outside, running right by a Bulldog, but they're not going to get there. So they gain 1 on 3rd and 3, so 4th and 2 coming up, and I would imagine that Blackfoot will probably go for it, considering that it's a 4th and very short 2. So the Broncos will go for it. Up to the line, here they come. 4th down, big 4th down for the Bulldog defense. Bulldogs trying to cling on something that can help them here in this one. They try to sneak up the middle, and it's going to be good as the line just surges forward, and the quarterback gets it across the 40. And down to about the 39-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 2 and a first down for Blackfoot on the 4th and short. And they keep the chains moving and the ball in the possession of the Blackfoot Broncos. So Blackfoot now out of the huddle quickly and up to the line. 2 backs, 2 wides. Heading to the south end of the stadium here in Blackfoot, Idaho. Going deep, throwing it out on the far side. Good coverage by Elijah Larson out there, and the pass falls incomplete. And right now, the deep ball is about the only thing so far that Blackfoot hasn't been able to connect on, because they've been running it efficiently, and the passes that they have been able to complete were the short variety, where the ball's not in the air long, but they get some pretty serious run after the catch. 9:35 left, second quarter. Blackfoot on the move, second and 10 at the Bulldog 39-yard line. Option. They kick it to the outside, and there's a big hole. And breaking it across the middle and all the way down to the 10-yard line is Reese Robinson. Robinson just gets the pitch to the outside. A nice block on the perimeter by the wide receiver, and a gain inside the Bulldogs' 20-yard line. Let's see where they mark it, at about the 11. So first and 10 from the 11 for the Broncos, who so far the Bulldogs' defense has not had an answer for what Blackfoot's throwing out. So Bulldogs need a turnover. Hand up the middle. A touchdown up the middle. Right through the teeth of the defense, Bowen Robinson, just a sophomore, 5'8", 180, and he goes into the end zone, and it is 25-0 in favor of Blackfoot. As Sandpoint's defense just not up to the task, and the extra point is coming from Blackfoot. Once again, the kicker, 47, is Dominic Sanchez. The extra point is up and good. We've got 9 minutes left in the second quarter, and Blackfoot is starting to really turn it on. 26-0 in favor of Blackfoot over the Bulldogs. We'll be back after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
Any Italian dinner, and that's what you'll find at Ivano's Ristorante in downtown Sandpoint. We serve up the very best in Italian cuisine, like lasagna bolognese, eggplant parmigiana, and calamari d'ore. Ivano's has nightly specials and gluten-free options, and house-made desserts as well. Each meal is made with amore. Ivano's is open nightly for dinner, a Sandpoint tradition for over 35 years. Call and make a reservation today, 208-263-0211. Ivano's Ristorante.
Sandpoint Superdrug is the holiday helpful place for holiday and home decor, housewares, and green-friendly products for your home. Sandpoint Superdrug has lots of stocking stuffers and gift certificates. They carry Burt's Bees natural beauty products and Mountain Madness soaps and butters. Their Kodak picture kiosks give you photo finisher quality prints, picture books, and calendars in minutes. Happy holidays from Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue, serving Sandpoint for the holidays and every day for over 40 years.
We're back as, once again, getting set to kick it away, Blackfoot to the Bulldogs. Blackfoot has scored every time they've touched the ball. Bulldogs had one good drive. Other than that, it's been three and a punt. We've got flags flying as Blackfoot will have to kick it from 5 yards further back as they are tagged with an offside, which is just about the only thing that Blackfoot hasn't done right so far this evening. Of course, the winner will be playing at home next week. And for the team that does not prevail in this one, it will be the end of the season. So back to the 35-yard line now to kick it away will be Blackfoot. Bulldogs have Elijah Larson and Christian Niemela deep to kick it away, to try and return it. Kick of the squib job that comes down and is loose at the 20, picked up by Christian. Christian heads up the middle, and he's going to be tackled before he gets to the 30. So they'll give him the spot at about the 27, 28-yard line. Bulldogs looking for something to get excited about, as right now they are being dominated by the Blackfoot Broncos. Of course, Blackfoot would have been the favorite team in this one, number one seed down here, 8-1 on the year, and you can see why. Wow, they've got size, they've got speed, their defense is stout, and their offense is diversified, and tough to get a handle on. Kappen back in at tailback for the Bulldogs, who go with four wide. Jackson Pettit, a couple of claps, looks over the defense. Once again, claps, back to pass, throws it. It's caught by Fieldbar. Nice 7-8 yard gain there for the Bulldogs, who get it to Max Fieldbar out of the slot. Quick pass, nice 8 yard gain. And second down and two. Pettit, Kappen behind him, back to pass. Pettit looking, throwing. Going deep, trying to get it to Christian Niemela. Ball is incomplete as it was thrown up, and it was closely guarded as Reese Robinson, who's pretty much following Christian wherever he goes on the field right now. So third down now and short for the Bulldogs. After the 8 yard gain on first down, they go for the home run, and the ball was definitely a little bit underthrown. But in the fight for the ball, it was a pretty fair one, and neither player could come up with it. Kappen, they hand it up the middle, trying to get it to Garrett Klotz to get the first down. And on third and two, the Bulldogs lose two, and now they're just going to punt it right back to the Blackfoot Broncos. So fourth down and six after the loss of four. On third and two, and all the momentum now with Blackfoot. 7:55 left. A little surprised that even though the ball is deep at the Bulldogs 35, that they don't go for it. Already down 25. Cheryl in, gets the kickoff. I think it was partially blocked, but then we're going to have a roughing the kicker against Blackfoot as Cheryl got absolutely obliterated. So that'll give the Bulldogs the first down. Cheryl, slow getting up as he was nailed. Let's see what they're going to call. They're going to call the 15-yard or the 5-yard, running into the kicker. Oh, no, they're giving him the personal foul. So roughing the kicker. So that'll be a first down for the Bulldogs. So Sam catches a break as the offense will come back on the field. And the Bulldogs will get it all the way out to the 47-yard line for a first and 10. 7:36 left in this first half. And this scoring update brought to you by the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway. Camp White is everything you need for the big game. Beer, pop, burgers, snacks, growlers to go, and more. Stock up for football at the Dairy Depot. Sandpoint down 26-0. Now coming out of the huddle as they get back onto the field with the offense. Trips near side for Sandpoint. Banks on the outside. Larson and Max Fieldbar in the slot. On the far side, Christian Niemela and Braden Kappen in at running back. A fake handoff. They throw the pass to Christian. Christian gets it. He's going to have 7 on first down. So just like the last possession, the Bulldogs get a quick pass to Christian Niemela, get about 7 on first down. Second and 3 coming up. Don't forget at halftime, it's the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show. Last week's Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game are Jalapeno Stat Page. Back to pass, big rush. They throw the screen, good call. And it's Kappen who's got a first down for the Bulldogs and more across midfield and down to the 38-yard line of Blackfoot. And as Blackfoot sent the rush, they did a great job of just throwing the screen behind it right into the area. And Kappen able to get the first down. So for the Bulldogs, they need a touchdown. They need it now. Back to pass. Pettit throwing and overthrowing his intended receiver, Christian Niemela. So second and 10 coming. Pressure from the backside, and he had to get rid of it maybe a touch sooner than he wanted to because he was really getting heat from a blitz on the near side. So on second down now and 10, Bulldogs go two wide on either side of the field. One back is Kappen. No, Garrett Cox back in. Excuse me. Second and 10. Back to pass. Pettit throws. Caught by Christian Niemela. Gets away from a tackler. And he's going to be down near first down yardage. So it should have been a gain of four, turns into a gain of nine, and it's going to be third and one. Bulldogs inside the 30 at the 29, and it's a short one. So up to the line come the Bulldogs. Standpoint needing to get something positive here in the latter part of this second half. They hand off up the middle. It's going to be a first down for Cox. He gets down inside the 25 to about the 23. So a nice gain of six for Standpoint as they will move the chains once again. Second best drive of the night for the Bulldogs. Of course, for the Standpoint Bulldogs, the problem so far, I mean, they've had a couple of drives where they've moved the ball nicely. Their biggest issue right now is they have not been able to figure out a way to stop Blackfoot's offense. And Blackfoot has scored every time they've had the football. So here we go on first and 10. Bulldogs inside the 25-yard line. On the move again. Back to pass Pettit. Looking, going deep. Trying to find a man. It is going to be picked. Picked off in the end zone. Jackson Pettit trying to get it to Christian Miemela. And like I said before, just being shadowed by Reese Robinson, and Robinson at great position, and an ill-advised pass attempt by Jackson Pettit, as that their coverage was awfully good. And on the turnover at the 20-yard line, Blackfoot will take over once again. Of course, Blackfoot is already up 26-0 with 5:50 left in this first half. And out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage comes Blackfoot. Bulldog defense has been on the field for a good portion of this game. And right now they haven't had an answer for what Blackfoot's had on offense. Young hands it off up the middle. Pretty good run. Breaking a tackle across the 30, out to the 40. Right up the middle again. This time, Dragan Robinson. Just big hole off the left side of the offensive line for Blackfoot, and the ball all the way out to the 40-yard line as Blackfoot gets another big gain on first down. So that's 20 yards right up the middle as the clock rolls here in this first half of play. So Bulldogs defense trying to come up with a stop if they can. Another handoff to Robinson. He's trying to get to the outside. He's not. And it's a good tackle by Brandon Casey, who came all the way across from his right tackle spot to make the stop on the left side of the field. So second down now and eight. So gain of two as Casey made the play there. And under 5 minutes left here in this first half on KSPT in Standpoint. 1400 on your AM dial and Rock 103, KTPO HD2, easy for me to say, in Kootenai. I bet you're along with us. It's state playoff action on KSPT and Rock 103. Throw in the screen pass, incomplete to the far side. A little too high for Cameron Laws, the intended receiver, and trying to get out there and get into coverage for the Standpoint Bulldogs was Eric Christofferson. Christofferson couldn't quite get there, but the pass was a little high. Now we've got a confab at the sideline from three of the Blackfoot players, including their quarterback, Craig Young. Third and long, Bulldogs with a chance to get off the field. 4:37 left. See if they can do it. Two wides out to the far side. Dragan Robinson right beside Young. Young back to pass. Couple of steps. Pump fake. Looks deep, throws it deep. It's going to be incomplete, and we've got a pass interference against the Bulldogs. Hit the back of one of the Bulldog defenders, the pass did, but I don't know if there was any actual interference. So I'm not sure, but that's going to be a first down by penalty. So the Bulldogs finally able to get a stop, and Coach Knowles is not happy. There's no face guarding, so they'll mark that all the way back from the 30, 41-yard line after the 15-yard mark off, and give Blackfoot, who doesn't need the help, frankly. They get some, and it comes down to the Bulldogs' 44-yard line with 4:29 left. So Blackfoot able to keep the drive alive with the pass interference, and they hand it off up the middle. Not much doing this time. About three, maybe. Looks like Dragan Robinson again, the ball carrier, and he's been doing the bulk of the duty up the middle with 4:15 left here in this first half of play. 26-0 in favor of Blackfoot. And this scoring update brought to you by Burger Express. 100% hot and fresh deluxe any sandwich for free. Family owned and operated. Go Bulldogs. We've got our Mountain West Bank halftime show coming up. We'll have the Sayers Jewelers player of the game from last week for you. And we'll have our Jalapenos stat page provided to us by the official Bulldog stat keeper. And they throw the screen pass to the outside and a big run as one of their best players on offense and defense, number 8, Reese Robinson, on second down and 8. Gets it all the way down inside the Bulldog 20. Let's see where they mark it. They'll mark it right just the nose across the 20 at the 19. And Reese Robinson is the fastest player on the field so far as he just outraced everyone for the Bulldogs to the edge. And once he got that edge, it was clear sailing down the field until I believe it was Jake Ryan was able to come over and make the tackle from his safety position. So first and 10 back inside the red zone again. For Blackfoot, running the option. They throw it up into the front and nothing doing. So they run a guy into the backfield in motion, do a shovel pass on the option to the running back, number 36, Dragan Robinson, and it goes nowhere. So the Bulldogs able to snuff that out with 2:50 in the clock running here in the first half. Blackfoot, once again, challenging a third down pass interference penalty, keeping this drive alive. And so it started all the way back on the 20 after a Bulldog interception. So 2:30 left, handoff up the middle. Robinson going to get a couple. They're going to give him more than a couple. They're going to say he's down to the 15, so give him a good 4, almost 5. So third down and 5 coming up for Blackfoot. So to the sidelines, Craig Young to get the play, jogs back in, gives that play to the rest of his squad, and up to the line they come. Dragan Robinson beside Young in the backfield, man in motion to the far side, number 3, back to pass, throwing, going deep out of that motion, looking for it, it drops, trying to get it. The man in motion was Jace Grimmett. And he's grimacing now because he dropped it in the end zone. A beautifully thrown ball from Craig Young after the motion matched him up on one of the Bulldog linebackers. And he was wide open and just flat dropped it. So fourth down and 5 now for Blackfoot, who leads it 26-0 with 1:48 left here in this first half. If the Bulldogs can finally get a stop. Young, he's got number 36, Dragan Robinson, right beside him. They throw the slant. It's incomplete. So the Bulldog defense gets off the field, and the pass interference penalty doesn't come back to haunt him. Bulldogs still have a minute 45 left to possibly get something going. So we'll see if they can as the defense finally stands up and gets a stop the first of the half. As it's 26-0 with 1:45 left here on KSPT and Rock 103. Bulldogs with the ball at about the 15. Ball, well, America's 14, I guess. So first and 10 at the 14. Jackson Pettit and crew back on the field. And finally a Blackfoot player jogging off. They had a lot of guys out there. So here we go now. Four wide, headed, clapping, looking for the signals. Couple more claps, takes the shotgun snap, looking, throwing, trying to get it down the middle, and it's tipped, almost intercepted, then almost caught by Braden Kappen, trying to throw it to Kappen out of the backfield down the middle into triple coverage. It was touched by two Broncos, and if Kappen had not lost sight of the ball, if he'd have kept his head turned around, he didn't think he expected it to be picked. If he had his head turned around, he would have caught it because it basically popped up in the air to him, and he probably would have been gone. So back to pass, Bulldogs run the quarterback draw, and Pettit gets across the 20, out to about the 21. So that's going to be a gain of 6. It's going to be 3rd down and 4 for the Bulldogs with 1:25 left. One of the Broncos down on the field, arriving in a touch of agony, Gerardo Silva, the 5'8", 210 senior, is on his back. As we are nearly to halftime, and the Bulldogs trying to get something positive to think about as they head into the locker room, already down 26-0. The Broncos have come out, and they have been able to pretty much do as they have pleased on the offensive side, and they're a pretty good defensive team as well. As you would expect from a team that is 8-1 on the season, they are, you know, one of the top teams, 3rd ranked in the state. And it's easy to see why. They've come out and they've been impressive in all phases of the game so far. As the injured player, number 22, Silva, is limping off the field under his own power. A little hitching and giddy up, but with 1:21 left, the Bulldogs now face a 3rd down and 4. Bulldogs need to get it out to the 19. They're just at the right on the 15-yard line. Cox standing next to Pettit, and they hand it off to Cox again on 3rd and 4, and it goes nowhere. Bulldogs have handed the ball off on 3rd and less than 5 3 times and have yet to gain the 1st down doing so. So it's going to be 4th down, and Blackfoot's going to call a timeout with 1:02 left, as the Bulldogs will have to punt it away. Bulldogs have really not got much out of the run game tonight, which makes it surprising that those 3rd downs. And I mean, I realize that Bulldogs have the ball at their own 20-some yard line. They're down 26-0. Blackfoot calling timeout to preserve some time on this first half clock for their offense, which they assume is going to be taking the field here in just a moment after a Bulldog punt. Coaches talking with players on both sides. Officials huddling at about the 20-yard line. Back to receive the punt will be Reese Robinson, and Robinson is an impressive football player. He's been all over Christian Yemel on offense. He's been one of their big weapons on when the Bulldogs are on defense. And now he's going to try and get a chance to return this kick. Sherrill back to kick it away, standing at about his 5-yard line. Robinson drops back to his 45 and still walks backwards. Snap is back. It's a good one. Sherrill with the left-footed boot kicks it away. It's going to be fair caught, and it's going to hit one of the Bulldogs, and then it's going to be a penalty as it was a short kick. A fair catch was called for. Then we're going to have fair catch interference. So that's a tough one for the Bulldogs, because the receiver, who was not the deepest guy, wasn't the one who called for the fair catch. It was one of the up men, and the Bulldogs definitely interfered with his ability to catch the football. And that means Blackfoot's going to get some great field position, as that happened at the 45-yard line, and that play only took 3 seconds. Seems a little unlikely. But that'll mark it down to the Bulldogs 35 as the defense back on the field again. Sandpoint's defense has been on the field for the most of this first half, as the Bulldogs have only had 2 drives that have crossed the 50, and both of those come up empty. Back to pass, Young looking, throwing into the slot. He's got a man open. It's caught inside the 20 down to the 19 by number 4, Braden Wright. So the 1st down, clock stops at 50 seconds. with the movement of the chains. Now the clock rolls as the chains are set. No timeout from Blackfoot this time. Just Young back to pass, looking, throwing, trying to get it to the outside. He does. And it's going to be a short gain inside the 15 down to about the 13. Timeout by Blackfoot. 33 seconds left in this first half. Blackfoot trying to get it above 30 in the first half with the ball now at the Bulldog 13-yard line. So they call timeout. We remind you that on KSPG tomorrow we've got Vandal football. Vandal after their bye. Just to take on Cal Poly. Dennis Patchin and the Vandal Sports Network pregame show at 1. Kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. So walking up officials again, having a big huddle right around the football, keeping it warm, I guess, out there. They talk over the post-game plans and where they're going to meet. All right, so Blackfoot now out of the timeout, coming up to the line of scrimmage. Getting set. So Blackfoot, 33 seconds now, ready to go. Young out of the shotgun, back to pass, looking, throwing, trying to get it into the corner of the end zone. Diving attempt made on the end line by number 13, Cameron Laws. Can't come up with it. It's incomplete. It's going to be third down and 4 at the 13 with 29 seconds left. Again, interesting amount of time went off the clock on that. Moore's whole second for the quarterback to drop back, throw it. Seems dubious, but... Here we go with 29 seconds left. The hometown clock operator is doing his job. Back to pass. Throw it. Caught. 3-yard line. Then down there. 23 seconds left. One timeout left for Blackfoot. They're not going to call it. Clock will roll with 23 seconds left on a first and goal from the 3. Now lined up tight. I formation. Robinson, back to pass. They're throwing the fade into the corner of the end zone. It's caught, but out of bounds with 13 seconds left. So second and goal coming up. With the timeout left, I was surprised. I thought that Blackfoot would just throw it, would just run it right up. Or they had their big quick guy, Reese Robinson, in the backfield, let him roll out wide. It almost looks like they're coming with the big boy package now. So on second down, and goal from the 2. They've got 50 in the backfield and a full house situation on second and short. They hand it off up the middle and breaking tackles and getting into the end zone. Number 25, Bowen Robinson, with 9 seconds left. It's now 32-0 in favor of Blackfoot. So Blackfoot takes advantage of the Bulldog penalty to get into the end zone. The fair catch interference is all that they needed to give them enough yardage. Snap is back, it's low. Kick is up, it's good. With 9 seconds left in the half, we will keep it here as Blackfoot leads at 33-0 and has thoroughly dominated this first half of action. Mountain West Bank Halftime Show coming up here in just a moment. As we are going to bring you the Jalapeno stat page, which will be all Blackfoot, I'm sure of it. And then we'll have your Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game from last week's game against Evergreen, where the Bulldogs were the ones with the big lead at the half. Blackfoot getting set to kick it away. Bulldogs will head back into the locker room and try and come up with a plan for the second half, because the Blackfoot's offense has been nigh unstoppable so far tonight. Once again, Blackfoot is set to kick it away. So here comes the kick for Blackfoot. It's a square bird that's going to be taken by Christian at about the 6-yard line. Trying to get off to the far side. He heads up the middle. He's got a little bit of room. Good return out across the 25 to the 28. But just 2 seconds left in this first half. Be interesting to see with 2 seconds what the Bulldogs try and do. Do they just kneel it, or do they attempt to get a big play here on the final play of the half? One thing's for sure, you can say Blackfoot did not take the Bulldogs lively, as they have come out from the get-go. They won the opening toss. They deferred their choice to the second half, so Blackfoot's going to get the ball at the start of the third quarter. Gave it to the Bulldogs. Bulldogs went 3 and out, and since then, it has been all Blackfoot. They took their first position all the way down the field. Fake handoff. Now they throw it out and get the screen pass to Niemela. Niemela's got a good 15-yard gain, but that's the half. Blackfoot leads it 33-0. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this.